You have guests, Amit. We're traveling to the north with you.
Come, there are lots of hotels there.
But we want to come to your villa.
The villa is dangerous for you.
Why?
It's very damp. You'll rust.
Don't take your clothes off, man. You'll catch a cold.
Don't worry about me, old man. I have plenty of experience.
Did you hear? He called me an old man.
Why did you stop? Hurry up, Naziri, we're falling behind.
Please, Mr. Koshmaram, can't you see what they're doing?
Come on, man. Move it. Look who I've been stuck with. It's your daughter's wedding, man.
What's happening, Mr. Naziri?
Nothing. You need not worry about us.
Do you need any help?
No. You can go. They are completely brainless.
No, man, they're young. Not a couple of old relics like us. They're just having fun.
I can't understand. How can they enjoy such craziness?
Come on, go!
Drive slowly.
He wasn't always like this. You should know what to do.
For you?
Sorry, but sometimes he says some shocking things. Don't be upset.
I'll try.
Oh, they finally come! Oh, I'm so happy. Yay! Yay!
Where were you, sir?
Thanks so much. You left us with these old relics and ran away.
This is for you.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on, you're crying again? It's my wedding celebration. I mean, haven't you been praying for this moment for ages?
Yes, of course.
Smile.
Okay.
Yes, come on.
Call us. Okay. You won't forget. Are you worried? Waiting for your call.
It's over. Good night.
We'll call when we get there.
Good night,
sis. Congratulations. Take care.
You too.
Goodbye.
Won't you close the window so I can turn on the air conditioner?
No, that's okay.
Doesn't the wind bother you?
No, the weather's fine now. Do you want to wear your coat?
Oh, I wanted to show off my new car.
I know, it's fully loaded.
Fully loaded? It is perfect. Finally, I have you. Hey, world! I got what I wanted at last!
What are you doing?
You see?
Close the window.
I won't.
So put on your coat.
I won't.
Be a good boy and don't do crazy things.
Does it bother you?
A man should be a gentleman.
Gentleman?
Shouldn't he?
Yeah. Gentleman slob. Generous, petty. You're right. A person should be a gentleman, a respectable man. Otherwise, it's shameful. A person to subdue their desires, but not me. My wishes come true. And you? You're right. If I behave like this, will you hate me?
Of course not.
Will you? What do I have to do to make you hate me?
How should I know?
For example, what if I'm an addict?
Don't even say that.
Would you leave me? Huh?
Please, don't talk about such things.
Okay.
Watch where you're going. Don't. It's dangerous, I mean. Watch where you're going.
There's no such thing as dangerous or safe, fancy or nasty, high or low, gentle and harsh.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Am I crazy?
It seems so.
Mm-hmm. I am. You made me crazy. I did everything to have you in my heart.
But I'm only joking with you, Hamid.
I'm only joking too.
Okay.
If you ever leave me, I'll kill you. Okay. Let's close the windows and turn on the air conditioner and talk about good things. How does that sound? Excuse me.
This is the absolute mission of the Islamic Republic of Iran Army and Islamic Revolutionary Guards.
Murtaza, look! He's a groom!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Take care.
Thank you.
Be happy together.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It was on the house. Here we go. It was on the house. Guess where I saw you the first time, my darling?
At the party at your house for Maliha.
No.
So where? Where? Where?
In our house. But before that day...
When?
See? Mr. Amiri's funeral.
Oh my God, my brother. Oh my God, help me, my brother. Oh my God.
Maliha, where's Dad?
I don't know. He's around somewhere. Mahin, dear, help me with this.
Give me that, please.
I was simply awestruck.
And what then?
After that? I don't remember anything.
Okay, now guess where I saw you.
In Malia's party, right?
No, it was long before that.
Really?
Now you see.
Where? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of mind that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what it is not.
Look how our partner's wrapped.
If chance will have me, King, why? Chance may crown me without my sir.
New horrors come upon him, like our strange garments cleave not to their mould, but with the aid of use.
Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favour. My dull brain
was wrought. And the whole time
rot.
I was thinking how well you could pretend to be this evil guy.
That was the first and last time I directed. It was a mess. I think Shakespeare was turning in his grave.
But I liked it. It was good.
But how didn't I see you with Maliha?
Because you were talking with your friends. Maliha came backstage, but you told her you were busy and you took a taxi home instead. We talked about you all night long.
So now I get it.
You get what?
That you actually chose me first.
That night, I went home late and my dad was with me.
That father of yours. I can't decide whether to like him or hate him. Do you remember the day I came for your hand? You weren't in your room. You were nowhere to be found.
Yes, I was listening behind the door.
Did you hear what he said?
Just a little.
Yes, yes, you're right. A good life means that young people should work together to make their future. Yes, that's how it should be.
I don't like the future. Dear lady, I don't want to talk about the future.
What do you mean you don't like the future?
The future means destruction. The future destroys everything and takes it away. It takes your teeth, your eyesight, and your hair. What's so great about the future?
So you suggest what we should talk about, please?
Whatever we have belongs to the past. We should see what we were, what we did, and what we had in the past.
I thought your father wanted to defend the former regime. I was such an idiot back then. I just forgot about why I was actually there.
My dad never talks about politics. He's not interested in them.
But it was interesting to me. I wanted to see what he had to say, and at the same time, I wanted to throw him out the window. If the past had anything valuable for the people, they wouldn't throw it away. The problem is that people...
There's a misunderstanding here, young man. I don't mean people. I don't mean governments and such like. I mean something else.
All right. He's talking about money. To tell the truth, my father had 40 villages and 8 wives. He traveled all around the world in his time. Hamad is my first son. Mullet is my second child and your daughter's friend. She was 2 years old when her mother died. This is my sister, and she's like a mother for my children, a kind one. This boy didn't inherit anything from my dad's wealth. He doesn't have anything except a college degree and a future. He loves the future and isn't afraid of it. God willing, he will get anything he wants. And as they say, that is all.
My father said the last word.
My father gave me hell after that.
What did he do?
Not much. He just grabbed the kitchen knife and came after me.
Your dad?
Here, come on and take it. Take it and kill me. You're destroying your life and I can't stand it. If you want to kill yourself, you should kill me first.
I'm not crazy.
Yes, they've made you crazy. That girl, his stupid father, and that boy.
Do you know what you're saying?
Oh, yes. This marriage means suicide. It means poverty, regret, debt, and loans. I won't let you do it. Over my dead body, you hear? If you want to do it, come and kill me first.
You know, your father's a good actor.
Don't say that.
Say what? Do you think I blame him? He's a master. A master. Whatever I have is because of his perfect acting. I'm his disciple. So that's how he convinced you to be disloyal.
I've been disloyal?
Yes. You came to our house for 6 months straight to study for university entrance exams. But did you ever come after that? No, you didn't.
Don't answer it. I'll get it myself. Hello?
Hello, this is Malia, Mahin's friend.
Yes, what is it?
To tell you the truth, I'm calling to know your answer.
You know how I feel, miss. You see, the truth is that it would be better for all of us to forget about this impossible marriage. And while we're at it, your friendship with my daughter Mahin, too.
What are you saying?
Sorry, you mean...
I mean that I don't approve. I mean I don't approve of their impossible marriage, and neither do I approve of your friendship. Goodbye to you.
Where are you going, Hamid? Wait. Wait, Hamid. Are you crazy?
Leave me alone. He doesn't approve? God damn him. What's wrong with me? That old bigot isn't worthy to make decisions for my hint.
Hamid, don't shout.
Leave me alone!
I don't know how, but when I heard the bell ring, I knew it was you.
I didn't give a damn about anything. I said to myself, this is the point where life and art come together. If you have the creativity, if you have the power of acting, here's you and here's the stage.
Go upstairs.
Hello.
Hello, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
About what?
You don't know?
I'm not sure.
I can assure you that I won't give up. I don't see any justifiable reason for your disapproval.
The reason is your current behavior. You are violating my rights.
Are you serious?
I certainly am.
So it's better to call the police?
I damn well will. If you come near my house again, I will call the police. Do you see what I mean, Mahin? This is the sort of man you've chosen to marry. A violator, a thief, and a man who wants to steal my daughter!
Is this Naziri's house?
Officer, it seems so.
Why don't you take your hand off the bell?
Your grandmothers must have told you the story about the girl who was held captive in a castle by a hideous monster. This is that castle, and I'm here to save that girl.
You're a smart man. This man doesn't want anything to do with you. You don't have the right to disturb him. If you do, you'll have to deal with us. Understand?
Yes, I do.
I'm innocent, Sergeant.
I want to get married to his daughter, but I don't have a house or a car. If it's a crime, then hang me.
Here you are, Sergeant.
What is it?
This is the record you asked for.
Hello. Hello, have a seat. And you are?
This is my father.
Welcome. You can go.
Have you gone absolutely mad, boy?
Don't tell me that you're on his side too? Weren't you the one going on talking about love day and night? Now I'm paying the price. What happened, eh? Can you tell me that? Because when it comes to police and court, love turns into craziness.
There are plenty of girls to choose from. Insisting on her is not love. It's craziness.
You waited for Mom until you were 40 years old. Can you believe it?
Okay, Hamid. Remember what you said.
Well, you can write your formal complaint, please.
I think I've changed my mind about this complaint.
Are you sure?
Yes, Sergeant.
Okay, it's up to you. But if it's because of what he said...
No, sir. Look, I'm sure that you can protect my life and that of my family. But I'm not going to file a complaint. I think that we can resolve this issue among ourselves.
Let's go!
Move it!
Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
I'm Koshmaram.
Well, what do you want?
I don't want anything. Mr. Naziri asked for me.
He's in the basement. That way, please.
Thank you. Good day.
Hello. Give me that clock. The golden one. Be careful. Look at these two clocks. Both of them are about 50 years old. And both of them are valuable. Their cases were made by two expert craftsmen. But one of them is better, and it's more valuable. That one is a real treasure. Look carefully. I want to see if you can tell which one it is. Be careful. Don't hurry. Think carefully. Take your time.
That one.
You have a good eye.
What do you want to say to me, Mr. Naziri?
I agree to your marriage.
You agree?
Yes, at least you're better than her cousin. He's been waiting for many years. The man you saw upstairs. From now on, he's going to be your enemy. Anyhow, I think I prefer you.
But...
That's right. There is a but.
Your condition is...
If you can assure me... that poverty will not turn your love into hatred. I love the same girl you love, but I love her more than you.
You're gonna turn her life into misery for the sake of yourself. But I won't let you, even if she hates me. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Are you playing with me, mister?
No.
But I don't have a house.
You have to get one. A man like you should have a stylish apartment in Tehran and a villa in the north where you'll wake up to the sound of the sea in the morning. And an American car. In my opinion, that's enough to start a new life. You're crazy, Mr. Koshmaram!
I'm not crazy, you know.
You're living on another planet. You think that real life is a dream. You think what I'm saying is a joke?
It's not.
You tell me, apartments, villas, cars, bank accounts, they don't exist in this world?
I don't have these things.
Where do others get what they have? Did they inherit? No, some of them were talented. They worked hard and struggled, and for that they got what they deserved. I'm one of them. I earned a lot and spent a lot as well. I raised 3 daughters, and I spoiled each and every one of them. I love all of them. Now you want my youngest daughter? No problem. Anyhow, the time is right for her to get married. She should get married with someone who loves her. And you love her. He should be talented too, and you are. But he should have wisdom. I'm not sure if you can be wise or not.
Why do you think I can't be wise?
Because you wasted 4 years of your life, and now you're proud of your arts degree. Do you know what wise people were doing during those years when you and your fellows were spending your time at university? They were listening to BBC to know about the condition in Kurdistan, to find out about Khuzestan, to know the price of oil. Since the beginning of the war, they've been predicting the outcome. They have been wasting their time, but buying and selling gold at the right time. Buying and selling different currencies. Do you know how many of these wise men became millionaires in the past few years? Millionaires in dollars. Yes, you may well laugh. Didn't I tell you about living on another planet? I give you a year, or a year and a half, or even 2 years. What? I don't want you to rob a bank. You must work. Work. The longer it takes, the more you'll lose. And during that time, you won't be allowed to see my daughter. You'll keep in touch by calling each other.
Okay. We want the law! We want the law! Yeah. We want the law!
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes!
Where should I start?
You can call me tonight.
Die, their secrets and mysteries become worthless. Yes?
Hi,
it's Sharada. I have good news. Accident?
Yes, on the road to Chelos, 150th kilometer.
No, sir, I'm sure there's been a mistake.
Unfortunately, Mr. Purbach has passed away.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Good morning.
When did you come?
You were asleep.
I think I had a dream.
About what?
I don't know. It was something bad. Didn't we talk to each other yesterday? About the proposal. But I left a message on your phone. Dear Pari, either start taking some pills or stop. Everything around me is changing. And I have no control over it. Wednesday, Kion dies. Have you ever dreamt while you were awake?
No, let's take a few of these. I'll take a few of those. You take a few of these.
I've been living here all this time.
Oh, right. Anyway, I'm just waiting. 10 more of them.
Yes, actually, 10 more of them. We're going to put them over here.
We can't be having a time like this.
Right, move those boxes. Take a few more boxes. Let's put them here. And that sack over here. Yes. We need lots more of those sacks, please.
Hello. I'm Koshmaram.
Have a seat. No. No.
Look, we can see that.
We don't need it.
You know the rest. It didn't take more than 2 years.
I want to hear about those 2 years.
There's nothing to say. I burned the candle at both ends. I worked 15 or 16 hours a day. We told lies and earned money. By the way, didn't your cousin show up last night?
No. And then?
Open the glove compartment.
What is it?
You can take it to the bank and cash it.
100,000 tomas?
1 million, dear.
What happened?
Nothing. I fell asleep.
Well, you haven't gotten enough sleep for a week.
Oh, I haven't slept for the past 30 hours. Can you believe it?
Sleep right here, then.
No. I promised myself that I'd wake up to the sound of waves for an entire month after the wedding. Be careful. Be careful, Mahin.
You almost killed me.
Salute! Oh, what a nice Mercedes. What a nice Benz. I'll buy one for you soon.
How much is it?
Cheap. 4 or 5 million.
5 million tomans?
Right now it's 5.5 million. Prices are always fluctuating, yes?
You mean the car is more expensive than our entire house and belongings?
Yes, dear. Heaven has different levels for everyone.
The cat dreams of mice.
No, that's not how it is. This world is a huge place. In about half an hour, we'll arrive at a place where, as far as your eyes can see, it was my grandfather's land. Khan Khajur got what he deserved. No one ever asked him where he got those lands. No one even asked him why he lost it all. Would anyone be surprised if the two of us were in that car right now? Do you really think it would make a difference? Do you think actually anybody cares?
Let's stay here today.
Why?
It's a beautiful place.
Tell me, will we be awakened by the sound of waves tomorrow?
No.
No? So it's not for us.
Hamid.
Yes, dear.
Tell me more about your job.
What should I say? I told you some people get sick because of viruses, bacteria, and microbes, and some other earn money from them. We're one of those who live for microbes.
Why don't you talk seriously?
Believe me, I'm talking seriously. Some are patients, some are doctors, and some are dealers.
Dealing drugs?
Yeah, but some at the level of villages, some at the level of cities, some at the level of countries, and some worldwide. I'm one of the top international dealers in India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Iran.
Isn't it illegal?
The law, the law. I shall certainly die if my countryman doesn't take his medicine. Look, I'm a real traitor. See what you've done to me. Mahin, don't say it. It kills me. See? They've gotten it. Today it's Iran, tomorrow it's Palestine.
Is your job illegal?
Ah, stop it. If they made breathing illegal, would you stop taking a breath?
Breathing can't be banned.
Thank God. So breathe. Come on, breathe.
Let's go.
Islamic soldiers, these true and brave followers of Hussein, peace be upon him, in their attack on Basra in Iraq, our brave soldiers are still defeating the enemy. May God help them. Khatam, all Anbiya military base, mission of Islamic Republic Army and Revolutionary Guards, all Islamic soldiers, these true and brave followers of Hussein, peace be upon him, in their attack on Basra in Iraq, our brave soldiers are still defeating the enemy. May God help them. Khatam, all Anbiya military base, mission of Islamic Republic Army and Revolutionary Guards.
What? What? You stupid idiot! I'll teach you a lesson! Oh. Idiot!
You can't just run away. I mean, you can't. You can't run away. Don't run away. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't.
Shut up.
Oh, you should not have run away.
There was no point in us staying there unless we want to lose everything. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying?
You should not have run away, I mean.
To get caught, thrown in jail, have to answer their questions? Is that what you want? To force us apart from each other? Is that what you want?
You're gonna be arrested. They'll call the police. They'll catch us before we reach the end of this road. Come on!
I'm going to drive to the end of this road. Maheen!
I'll kill you.
It's okay now. We'll go to my cousin's house. Wash your face. You have to change your clothes. It wouldn't have helped him if we'd stayed there. It would have only ruined our lives. Change your clothes. Thank you. We'll say a car was coming straight at us, so we swerved off the road and hit something. And remember, don't say we got married last night.
Long time no see.
How are you?
It's nice to see you here.
I'm okay.
I'm fine. How are you?
But I'm not alone.
Okay, come in. Come in. Please.
Oh, what a time for rain.
Rain doesn't care about time. Sit down.
Where are the kids?
At school.
How can you stay here after having lived in the city for so many years?
It's easy.
Yes, right. You do love nature.
Okay, tell me about yourself.
What should I say? I have a wife.
Happy?
Yeah, she's nice. And I have a good job, too.
What do you do?
I'm my own boss.
Autistic?
More or less.
What made you come here?
I just did.
You mean you wanted to come here and show us your wife on the first day of your honeymoon? You got married last night, right?
How did you know?
I saw a wedding invitation on the back seat of your car.
Have a cup of tea, please. You're freezing.
Thank you, I'm fine, really.
Help yourself. Do you want to have a sleep?
No, I'm not tired.
Okay, do whatever you want, dear. Don't think about it. It's over, whatever it was.
Sure she's dead?
She was dead before she hit the ground.
What do you want to do now?
I thought I'd leave the car here with you for a while.
And
what? Leave it here for a while until I can figure out what to do.
Do what?
I don't know anything right now.
Then at least listen to me.
What? Turn myself in? Throw away everything I've got? Come on, listen. I don't want to cause you any trouble. I'll do something else. If the car being here is a problem for you, then...
What else will you do?
Tell me if it's a burden.
I tell you, of course it's a burden.
Okay, I'll take it. Well, you're right. I've come here after 7 years and I'm just creating problems. It's not right.
Sit down, Hamid. You made your decision?
Yeah, I'm sure about it.
Okay, so you leave your car here. Then what?
I'll get another car and go to Chalus.
You want to go back on the road?
Yes. I don't know. You think they might catch me, Said?
I'll take you myself.
You're going with them. Be careful, dear Said. Please, Said, don't cause trouble for yourself.
Don't worry, Mother. I know what I'm doing.
I'm going to let you go, Said, just because of that poor girl.
Well, tea will be ready soon.
What do you want to do for lunch?
Open the fridge.
Okay.
Take out 3 cans of tuna, please. Lunch will be ready after we've had a cup of tea. Come on, Mahin. Take a look at your villa. See if you like it. You go take a look around too. It's not bad.
Is it your own villa?
It's in Mahin's name.
But the car's in your name?
Yeah.
And you have a house in Tehran?
Yeah.
How long ago did you graduate?
Don't think like that. I worked like a dog for all of this. After we have some tea. Lunch will be ready.
I have to go.
Where?
Sit back down. I won't stay for lunch, but I'll have some tea.
Have a seat.
I'm okay.
What?
Nothing. I'll be waiting for you.
Okay, for sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Come on, come help me get lunch ready. Come on. Don't be sad, you'll spoil my mood too. What is it?
I can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
How can you?
How can I what?
Just how can
you? The same way I could do everything else. I did everything you can imagine just for you. You ask how? Because I only thought of you. You think if you weren't in just for you. You ask how? Because I only thought of you. You think if you weren't in my life, I would have left those poor people on the road like that? If you weren't in my life, there wouldn't be any car. I hadn't even thought about getting my driver's license till I saw you. Let alone money, a fancy house and the other stuff. I wanted all of these just because of you. And now I love my life because of you.
I don't want it.
You don't want what?
I don't want it. I mean, what we've done isn't right. It's not right. We've committed a crime.
You have no right to judge me. You're my partner. My partner in everything. Everything. Get it?
No, I don't get it.
So you lied. You lied that you're in love with me. Get up and destroy everything yourself. You made it.
No!
And you'll have to destroy it all. I didn't want an apron, a handkerchief, a kitchen set. Here we go. I didn't want any of this. I didn't want these. Do you see? Do you see? Here we go. A tramp like me. Didn't even have a pair of matching socks. And ate sandwiches for lunch. Doesn't need these. I had to put all these in plastic wraps for you. It's what you wanted. You wanted all of this. You destroy them all. Break them. You break them. Here we go. You break them. Do you see? You go and break them. Destroy it all. If I committed a crime, it was because of you. And I started 2 years ago, not today. And it was your father who taught me. I didn't know anything. Don't look at me like that. Don't you think that money falls from the sky or Nazi Corso Street?
Oh, dear Hamid, what you do isn't illegal.
What do you think? You thought it was all fun and games?
Terang, I have come here to ask you to marry me.
He's married.
Shadi and I have separated.
Okay, I'm Terang Suter.
Is love the best decision?
Your family? We are totally different from them.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
You think you can always do what you please?
So everything I do is weird and upside down, Uncle Fazel?
He said he was waiting for our answer.
Is getting there the end of the journey?
Do you know why Sina died?
And is the end the ultimate destination?
I think you're becoming a mother. Congratulations, my dear. I just didn't know you were married.
You dishonored me.
Awakening on iFilm.
Thank you.
Hamid. Get up. Hamid. Get up and have some soup.
Oh, it's cold. Very cold. Put a log in the fireplace, won't you? Won't you, my darling? Do you hate me? You do hate me. Thank you. At least you're honest with me, my darling.
Communications in northern and southern Iraq have been cut off, so Sum Army and the 4th Division cannot communicate. Despite this, our victorious and virtuous troops have been victorious in their battle.
Hello.
Against
good day, sir.
Army of
your number, please?
I don't want to make a call. I want to know if a woman named Naziri or Koshmaram has been here since this morning to make a telephone call.
To Tehran?
Tehran or another city.
A woman by herself?
Yes.
We're not required to answer you.
She's my wife.
What? Then you shouldn't have to get information about your wife from us.
Military guards. Communications in northern and southern Iraq have been cut off, so soon our...
Hello, Mr. Naziri.
Hello?
This is Hamid.
Hello, dear Hamid.
How are you, bridegroom? How's the bride? Hello?
She's good.
Are you okay?
I'm good too.
Where's mine?
I have to talk to you, Mr. Naziri, as soon as possible.
Okay, talk.
Not on the phone. You'd better come here.
To Ramsar? Do you know what you're saying?
I'm not in Ramsar. I'm in my apartment in Tehran. Who's that?
Hamid, open the door. It's me. Hello.
Hello. Come in.
Were you sleeping?
I don't know. Yeah, what's up?
Nothing yet.
Sit down.
Naziri called the house this morning. He was looking for you. He said he'd called you many times.
God damn him.
We called you too. Why don't you answer?
Oh, I'm in no mood.
You should at least call him.
Call who?
Naziri.
Why?
He's worried about his daughter. Mahin's been missing for 4 days. He's called everyone, but no one knows where she is. That poor old man is going crazy.
Relax. Nothing's going to happen to him.
He said he wants to file a complaint with the police.
That old bastard.
What's wrong with calling the police?
Nothing. Good thing I didn't tell him anything.
You didn't tell him anything? Tell him what exactly?
You know, Mahin and I had a fight in Ramsar. I explained everything to Father. I said we should sell everything and leave Iran. Mahin said she wouldn't come. Then we had an argument and had a fight, and the next morning she disappeared.
You said all of this before.
I explained it to you, not Naziri.
Naziri knows the same story.
Story?
Be honest with me. Why aren't you telling us everything?
If I haven't, it's because I don't want to talk about
it. What happened?
Ah, leave me alone.
Has something happened to Mahin?
Stop it, Malihir!
Something's wrong. Something's happened. You're not telling me something. I know it.
That's enough! Get out of here! Get out! Get out!
Hamid.
I don't want to see you again. Hurry up and tell Naziri if he calls the police, I'll kill him!
Hamid!
Miserable fool. Fortunate fool.
How much do you want, Mr. Koshmaram?
20,000 termins.
Congratulations. You spent 1 million in 24 hours. You must have bought a car for your wife. Anyway, I'm sorry that we didn't have enough money.
You didn't have money?
We paid 500,000 with a bank check.
To whom?
Miss Mahin Naziri.
She was here?
Yesterday, at about this time. Sign here. Here. I wondered why you weren't with her. Sign the back of it, too. Hamid, put your money in your pocket.
Was she alone?
No. A man in his 30s was with her.
light, you idiot! Are you deaf or blind?
Hamid, what happened to you? Dear Hamid, what's happened? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Hamid, dear Hamid! Stop! Tell me what's happened.
You are a crooked liar, you rat! Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I'm stupid, huh?
I haven't done anything, I swear.
You lie like a dog. You've done all of this. You planned all of it, you rat!
I swear, Hamid, I swear I didn't.
Shut up! You're an expert in deception and fraud. I understand now why you said the house, the villa, and the bank account should be in Mahin's name.
Hamid, I'm sure there's a mix-up here.
Is it a mix-up that she took a million for the bank and ran away? Who taught her to do that?
I didn't know, Hamid. I swear I didn't know.
If you say I didn't know one more time, I'll bash your head in with this. Where's her cousin?
No.
The man that was in the bank with her. Who was he? Talk! Her cousin?
What should I say? I don't know. Please, I beg you, please don't. Wait a minute, dear Hamid. Give me a moment, please. I have some money here, Hamid. See, it's a lot of money. It's not a million, but it's a lot. Yeah, it's yours. It's not a million, but it's a lot of money. It's all for you. Please take it. Here. This is the deed of the house, the villa, and even the marriage contract. Here, I'll give you the rest. Give me 1 or 2 days, please.
Where's my hen?
Oh, I don't know. I swear, I don't know. I don't know. Hamid, my son. My daughter was with you. I trusted you. What's happened to her?
Look, that's Hamid, Dad.
Be careful, kids. I don't want Hamid to find out anything. My hair is trusted
us. Okay, Dad. Okay.
Hamid.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Mahmoud recognized you from a distance.
They're all grown
up. Remember their names, don't you?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hello, young chap. Hello, young man.
Bravo. Mahmoud, you remember the games you used to play, don't you?
I remember all the games we used to play.
Clever boy.
Give me your hands. You've forgotten, boy. What happened to your face?
I had a fight.
So, you're still a tough guy, eh?
After you left us, Maheen and I had an argument.
So, she's the one who beat you up. Interesting. Don't make faces. You won't win like that. Aye, come on. Watch out. He's gonna beat you. Come on.
Saeed?
Hmm?
How long did it take to get over your wife's death?
I never forget her.
I know. I mean, how long did it take you to get used to living without her?
From the moment she died. Well, I'm alive. I have to live.
Maheen is dead to me.
Your cure is death too.
Why aren't you serious?
You mean you're being serious? Why are you so upset? You had an accident. Give all you have as blood money and you may have to go to jail for a while. That's the worst that can happen. And Maheen is dead to you. No problem. You're not being serious. But I am serious. Believe me, if you could die for a few hours and come back to life again, everything would be solved. You'd understand how lucky you are to be alive. Even if you have to start all over from scratch.
I've come here to turn myself in. I thought you'd help me.
You don't need help. Go to the restaurant near the place where you had the accident. Walk inside, go in, ask the owner about the woman's address. That's what you need to do. He knows it.
How do you know?
I know because I heard it through the grapevine.
I almost killed another person yesterday, but this time intentionally.
Who was it?
Mahin's father.
Killing the father-in-law. What a bad crime. That's not good.
I knew what I was doing. I thought it was the right thing to do. I'm afraid of myself, Saeed.
Don't worry. You don't have the guts to kill anyone. You're just reckless. In life and in driving. You're just crazy.
And tonight's the night for lunatics. When it's a full moon, the lunatics in the nut house go crazy.
It's just superstition.
No, really. I read it in a scientific book.
That's nonsense.
I swear it's true. It says that crimes, suicides, and accidents all increase during this time, believe me.
It's better to be safe than sorry. You know that I trust you. You are my cousin after all, but it's a full moon tonight, so it won't hurt to have this under my pillow. Actually, rather put it under the mattress. I'm really sorry. I know you're a wise man. Be quiet. Is you talking about killing your father-in-law? You should know better. I'm telling you, you're going to get in trouble, my friend. Be quiet. Stop it. My mom will wake up and kill the both of us. You're going to be in prison tomorrow, and you're laughing?
Oh, my.
Wake up, boy. Wake up. How long are you going to sleep? It's noon.
Hello. Where's Saeed?
He has something to do in Tehran.
When?
Early in the morning. He left the truck keys for you, and he said to drive carefully. If you don't care about your own life, at least think about his truck.
Porter, to the front entrance, please. Porter, to the front entrance.
Hello.
Hello. Where were you?
Downstairs. Ward 3.
How's your patient?
They took her to surgery about half an hour ago.
So they decided to perform another surgery on her?
They had to. She had internal bleeding.
God help her. What do the doctors say?
Nothing. They say God help her.
Dr. Ahmad, to
so is she in danger?
The doctor
please.
Says no.
Dr. Ahmad, to the ICU.
Did they find the medicine?
Of course. Can't anything be found with enough money?
Hello.
Hello, where are you going?
I want to call my aunt.
So what's going on?
I have good news. Hamid is coming here.
Nurse Ali, please report to Ward 7.
Did you tell him that I'm here?
No.
But you told him that I'd come to you.
No, I didn't.
So, how do you know that he's coming?
How? Because I know everything.
No, sir, she wasn't dead. She came around in the ambulance twice. She called her kids and she fainted again.
So she's alive now?
I don't know. She was in critical condition. The doctor said she had cerebral hemorrhage. There's not much hope.
Did she have surgery?
Hey man, do you know what that kind of surgery costs? That poor woman can't afford it.
What hospital did you take her to?
We took her to Khazra Hospital in Karaj.
I can assure you that he regrets what he's done. He wants to make up for everything.
How?
How what?
How can he make it up? Apologize to the dead?
No one's dead yet.
Many people have died. I wish I'd never set eyes on those poor people.
Which poor people?
Those who are waiting to buy medicine. But I know they can't find what they want here.
I take it easy, mine.
I cannot live with Hamid.
You're just angry now.
I wish I were just angry, but I've realized I don't know Hamid at all.
You still don't know him. But I know that crazy husband of yours. He's a good kind of guy. He goes off the road sometimes, but he always manages to get back on track. You know that.
As easy as that?
Life's not easy at all, ma'am. We all make mistakes. But there's nothing that God won't forgive.
So God is really forgiving?
You're not being fair to him. What you've come to understand in the past few days wasn't created over the past few days. It's always been like this, and we're all at fault. Whether we've done it, we've encouraged others to do it, or we just turned a blind eye to what's
going on. One can't turn a blind eye to something you don't know about.
You say you didn't know. Hamid says if he hadn't done it, someone else would have. Or he says, you say you didn't know. Hamid says if he hadn't done it, someone else would have. Or he says he did it for mine. Why didn't you ever ask him what he was doing for you during those
years?
We
didn't see each other. My father wouldn't let us.
Why didn't you ask your father? Why didn't you ask him 2 years ago what was wrong with that innocent and hopeful man who came for your hand? Hamid changed his whole life because of you. It's not right to abandon him in his time of hardship. It's not right at all.
You're asking me to be his partner?
You are his partner, aren't you?